High fives and cheers at NASA's Mission Control after its most high-tech rover ever built, Curiosity, landed safely on Mars today. The Mars rover survived a daredevil 7-minute descent through pink Martian skies and will now begin a 2-year search for evidence of life on the planet.
Well, joining us to talk more about it, Robin Lloyd, news editor for Scientific American. Robin, thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Hey, before we get into the significance of this for NASA, let's just talk about that 7 minutes of terror, as they called it. I mean, how spectacular of an achievement is that, just that particular part of it?
It's pretty impressive. As you have probably heard, they had to slow down from 13,200 miles per hour to 0 miles per hour, obviously, at landing in 7 minutes. And they used a lot of technology that's been proven before that they've used in other Mars approaches and Mars landings, but that final element was this thing called the sky crane that lowered, that actually spooled down the rover, you know, in the final 12 seconds. And they didn't know if that was going to work because they have never tested that out before. So to add that extra technology on and still have a perfect landing, pretty impressive.
Talking about this landing, how significant is this for NASA?
It was a big deal. You know, they've had a lot of successes at Mars, but human spaceflight is not really big at NASA right now. We just shut down the shuttle program. This is a robotic probe, so it's kind of in its own category, but this is an expensive project. A lot of the other Mars missions in the past have been, you know, a little under $1 billion or $500 million or even less, and they've been successful. And here we have a $2.5 billion mission. Nobody wants to see that go badly.
Now, give us an idea of what they're going to do over the next couple of years, what kind of data that they're going to try to collect.
Well, the idea with this mission is to see if Mars had chemistry capable of supporting sustained microbial life. So, you know, we're not talking little green men, just, you know, microbes, bacteria, probably. And this would be 3.5 billion years ago, probably. The evidence they're looking for would go way back in time. That's about when life emerged on Earth, by the way. So the actual way to look for the evidence of this life is to take a look at the clay minerals that are known to exist in this crater that they've landed in, this crater, which is about 3 times the size of the Chesapeake Bay at its widest. So it's enormous. It's, I think it's 96 miles across. So they're going to be looking at the clay minerals and looking for amino acids and various other chemicals that are going to be not direct evidence, but pretty strong indirect evidence that there was life in what is thought to have been pooled water at the bottom of this crater 3.5 billion years ago.
Robin, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Robin Lloyd, she's news editor for Scientific American.